Smile, I'm sure she altercher. She Claire Nagail and Claire Shaw. My name is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Hello, Bobby Bob.
And I'm here once again to present this programme, which is called Claire Nagail. A bilingual programme because you'll hear two separate threads through the programme, one in English, as a J. Elias a Hilg, the other in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanim, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and you reach, well, I would say that it's scarcely festive fare in this edition of Claire Nagail as we look at a wreck, in fact, the wreck of HMS Racehorse, and that's going on for about 200 years ago. Son a ski line a chiat sio, ta sy'n gol bach gos fe sgrwteg John Pilling. Son o'r eniach tref am i gyn er yn chlobnau chi'r hosiach, rym mi chyn deus je olyw na ski line jyntec John Pilling, roes daw gol taiacht er ski line jyntec slai elia. As ten fair show, skeel John Pilling, sight on sacht eniach er na foglen sevel, beautiful feeling, eniach den elen fuddy. Ten skeel shawl yours John Pilling and message Sharu as Millish. We start with a song in Irish by singer and academic Dr. Lish O'Leary, a visitor to the Cush a few years ago, and he led a singing workshop that had us all singing along with him. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanin, stashu na nashun, skelienum o stulish, Ellen vanin.
Ren mes mucho muntinish len me dog a kinti. Gnila hanya mutirin annan lanyur. Tier mishen mem pirin arries mahyansu. Mahawalerga kantert ke grich nin mahyo. Hjol me fihe mile schnir kasu arum kristi. Kapel bona kyrie nu niltir nir. Akeltet lojes glantennes bosje behjalte, fyris mræsken tenter hoja sin famver. Har lyste dæk meges kasu arum dyni, djævre sjede merle kentier tog med. Lord, me lafung elike stors me grenirin, hart sjer favruach lacherne, male chashuen. Vi shen venen sikhludi, staki er glunye. Tiriši galuhur is hraišilam salau. Ach tuanim fer muhirer uakme dagni. Kartogu mishnirin malila dhiu. Rin men daris mutu rashirishka kinti. Grivin venirin smashinti fichlar. Net win lacht machinti stisag veug kiwil. Ech ayulam sinye gus partra wordan la.
Lilish O'Leary and the song Antalian Ur. HMS Racehorse. Now, she was a Royal Navy 18-gun cruiser-class brig sloop. That meant she was a two-masted vessel. She had a foremast and a mainmast. The Racehorse was built in Hastings and launched in 1806. Although she was a naval vessel, she's described as being of 385 tons burthen, and that's according to the builder's old measurement formula. Now, the builder's old measurement formula was used to work out the internal volume of a vessel to determine the amount of cargo it could hold. And this was a formula which was in use from about 1650 to 1850. The calculation was based on the length and beam, so we'll have a look what the Racehorse had in this light. HMS Racehorse's keel length was 77 feet 4 and a quarter inches. I don't know if that 4 and a quarter was deliberately measured or did it just work out that way. 77 feet 4 and a quarter inches, which is about 23.6 metres. And she was 100 foot and 1.5 inches long, that's to say 30.5 metres, at the gun deck. And in the beam, she was 30 feet 7.25 inches wide, or 9.3 metres across the beam. Well, this calculation for tons burthen by the builder's old measurement is that you take the tonnage for burthen equals the length minus 3/5 of the beam. So you have to know the length and the beam. You take the length, take 3/5 of the beam off that, and then you multiply the total by whatever the beam was, and then you multiply again by half of the beam width. And then finally the total is divided by 94. Now, quite who came up with all that and quite why, I'm not sure, but it's certainly, they obviously knew what they were doing or thought they knew what they were doing, because it's really quite specific, isn't it? Length minus 3/5 of the beam, multiply that by the beam, then again by half of the beam, and then divide the final total by 94. So that's how they knew that the HMS Racehorse was a ship of 385 tons burthen. As a immerke cavan de hay vine angielege, high Clarence Evans gesunye gechomore hoosege, belesche hoonsail. Yeche de gromach macher ne stregen fluch, ve kjau de trom, a spair dorige injil. As een fene reva on, wat seirige rumbu fo faskedi. Gol mor nain leis an ennacht an ege, vad a chulio ridgi in dhe lia sa tras iacht an sio mi hauna. A nulig de lia smonia, ien desach, flo maru, jim as a ven ar sulgus an austrail. Ah, sgrin fenach, gen el mon aern in son an sio, feil vach, baljan pluchit de lai, drach eirish, Cheer egg to Nostrail, Remus de Lour, Sajin a Grenia, Tryons on the Pechin. Renna Nethinega, Lagacha Beggan, Chouds Vismunion Machon, the Tree Owenega. Nala Noonan, Brian as Joe, as a fair snow. Neen, Vad Grey, April May Rish. En Manach, Smunny Clarence. Now here's a track from the album by Scran, newly launched, the Nen album. This is Katie Lawrence's tune Dúrach, and then the traditional tune Our Ship Did Sail. And that Scran Dúrach, and our ship did sail. A siod yw stasiwn yn asiwn radio fan yng Nghymru Clen y Gael tyn ni sio Meryn Pyn, Robert Cytyn Coswell, Robert y Corslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Fy Sarah, erchor imyd i ffotograff yn Jane Erno, llanw ffyn dylwr mor fi. Fech flow fei jint mach les ni no. A chyfaci hi ryw. Haraw i'r ffiseg flo draw ser y torach rys. Deg e yn onye gys hwt e sys ych erega. Smonie e'r nas dyr aglach sien, tre dins jim daw draw esyn y ser y smonion mychon beges yn Australia. Fy start y mai e'r hon gofrach y dymur yn si y fretin ias no. Tri cyrt yn yrgyd fe'r gedn o'n sio, ys ced y chionach y tai. Fy Clarence yn un herys e'r flw. Ych roes mae'r aw ced e'r lord dŵr dish. Ce yndys ach e, saind yw gols o'n sigaris, na gaws yw ymneim o'n ingion fi'n. Nym ys tast yw'n ygyd ein ys chitle siliariw tre tas yw jint sgoch. Len ser y yndys ach e'r nyn son. Ar en sy'n liw gol as y tîr sio. Nysan ma, lwg dawf y gael. Rennu cenia o'n sach na fac e ish cenia ryw. HMS Racehorse had a ship's complement of 121. And she was armed with 16 32-pounder guns called carronades, plus 2 6-pounder bow guns. Now, the name carronade, sort of cannon, I suppose sounding like cannonade, but it was actually by way of a trade name, because they were made by the Carron Company, an ironworks in Falkirk. They were a short, smoothbore cannon that were in use from the 1770s to the 1850s, when they gave way to rifle-bore guns, and the Navy moved away from the old broadside to broadside, at it they went, which, of course, they did through the knowledge and the expertise of William Kinnish of Macleod. He showed them how to rig a ship ready to give a complete broadside with all guns firing at a target. From 1806, HMS Racehorse served the Mediterranean, followed by patrols of the Channel, before going away round the Cape of Good Hope to take part in action against the Ile de France, as the island of Mauritius was then known. With the war at sea winding down after Nelson's victory on board the Victory at Trafalgar, HMS Racehorse in 1813 went into ordinary in Portsmouth. Now, William Kinnish knew all about working in Portsmouth. The carpenters maintained the vessels, but the vessels were essentially mothballed, and in fact the carpenters didn't get as much pay as if they were on active service. So William Kinnish certainly tried hard to make sure that he was on active service rather than working in ordinary. As Nish showed on Annie Ebrill.
Me servanta e bas calning me jardin e no me ve cavates en os andermintin e no me ve cavet con trister gander glaha change el ba me mestres as o Maro e me al fiance, maro me vrige a dur a tout me o l'espérance. Mi ken mi je change nagar maro e de che, tele me digni me douce me harante. This pawn you were been more, fizzy you are sabreno, as tenen ma plij gant ar finise din me deio. Astenet ma plij gant ar finise din me bue. Vil ma hinder vedal war l'er ma harante. War ve o drageni egiz gant ar ma hadou. Gregant an ivea geruet e porz er joa. Pedou chode gerne er en koperisa.
Annie Ebrill and the song Marl et ma maîtresse, a song in Breton. A few years later, HMS Racehorse was refitted, and that was 200 years ago this year, 1818, and she was recommissioned and went back to serve in the Mediterranean again for a while. Well, we'll take up the story of the HMS Racehorse in 1822, when she'd returned to the British Isles and was under the command of Captain William Suckling, who was said to have been a nephew of Nelson. Captain Suckling came to this vessel in February of 1822. On the 14th of December, the Racehorse sailed from Holyhead. And it was due to the Isle of Man, where it was going to rendezvous with the revenue cutter, the Vigilant. Well, the revenue cutter, the Vigilant, had been damaged quite badly on Conister Rock in Douglas Bay in October. So the idea was that the Racehorse was going to escort it as it went for repairs. Grauwig unfeertje, Clarence, as flo, as marva fis my och, gedjinnig adrieu kjau lenser eilen mesen. Va fis my ik flo, chommas ik Clarence, na vodach at taasje en tauschen de ugij. As eish, henk a doch an uri, as vashen an gerra jay. Gedoort Clarence veg, ach, veerius munyan, na rau an an ve ek mechion Jim mas ser a gul ar sŵl, cunol ye da chag a naen changer fa djinn o uri. Renni lai ar sŵl. As henk ei da ve siang as fes. Ni ai da rau na fyr li cor lias gi. Cor lias fuddi ach gin cor cawr gi. Homaginan. Veg da vaias fa djinn doc a chor ar bi. Mor de rau ren eshen dusta, as fe ish na lai rin as fuur liorishen. Livreus machinach vad grey, rid share, homaginan. Herau eshen smunion masen, ve goil fordiach na jai dach minutes alay, ulu and tray. Ren Clarence cray a chion. As haia de chor a chabin sa velia ni. Now here's the Gjermund Larsen trio, and they're playing a minuet. Thank you. Minuet by the Gjermund Larsen Trio.
The Nation Station, Rants Radio.
Tashu geistiach ris radio vanin, stashu the nashun, im scalia was dula shalin vanin. Showed you Clenna Gael, she Robert Cutting Carsel, Miss Robert de Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Catasen, Hile donk double for Meyer ende, as higher dorsal Doris a chumul re, than done your pose. Mora my, Clarence, Clenach to Rithin Gull. Och, my de Lua Chels, tan mokhu em a green beggin shen ul you. Chanel Rithin Gull Morvad, as flow or shul. Well, to Rithin Achem, sir, the hon, as fuddy the gin shen corman resort. Kirit the shen. Kevis thus, chanel mish fors, lad. Ach, the fissem de valley jit wash in Australia, as the valley ort screw the enemen show the grey the valley heads. Wash a vacad, the lickly. Och, chanel me a clash and veg wash and rish tamelt. Well, furry the gin show co crean and reesh. Co the enem cat and show my salch. Shene, he moo as the rau gin my out when ye. Ren Clarence Duna Doris a chumul ray, as Jimmick gay a vinjeg faber gone back as a hair, as rapey foslich a paper soil y mooey. As the racehorse came up from the south towards the island, she made the lights on the calf of man at 5 p.m. A bit later, they made out another light, and the pilot, William Edwards, believed that this was the light on Douglas Pier. So the racehorse turned to enter what was believed to be Douglas Bay. But it wasn't Douglas, it was Castletown Pier that the light was on, which meant that the racehorse now was swinging in towards Langness. Now, Captain Suckling, William Suckling, was on board, but he wasn't actually the master of the vessel. We'll come to that a bit later on. But when this was realised, whoever was in charge of the vessel tried to alter course again, but the racehorse struck the rocks on the south point of Langness. Well, it was a dark and cloudy night with a heavy sea. They tried launching the ship's boat to take out a stream anchor to hold the racehorse out, but the breakers made this impossible. And then, with encountering the rocks on Langness, the hull was breached and the racehorse started taking in water. Now here's a song in Gaelic, Scottish Gaelic, by Mary Smith, Mary O'Gowan.
Gun chael mi ryffeu fad am o grwai, sy'n yw hab mon yw ag edd cwchlai. Ha cyn ac ymhas nyfa mi gleog, rydol sŵas y roat gan nyeglis fôr, mis gogrif a tapis ma sioch na noi, Senyw san a torf o'n wddac. Hi o'r o a mi dwri chiam a cnif o grwaim. Fo'n mi chanad ar as o'ch nwach. Gwn chael mi ryffeif a'n am o grwai. Senyw a mon wag edd cychlai. Nuad hi geg y sawrig y sawm chwyd na mô, emma chon y fonig o sal y mian môr. Fi gymryd o'ch grwag o'ch ysbwyr o'ch na dorn, a dyr y chroch fod y strym hwys nis. Hi o'r o am i dwlu chiam ac nif o grwaim, Fo'n mi chanad ar as o'ch nwach, gwn chael mi ryffeif a'n am o grwai, sy'n yw ha mon yw ag edd cychlai. Ha cyn ac ymhas nyfa mi lawn pyn, dodd ymach gan y fonig y hort mos grib, Ich halt in et kalak va moile sheni es tu la kemine pose hier o ha mi tu li ha magni vogruim von mi khana dar sochen wok kun khail mir fe van amogruai Send you a monu aget kuchlai. Shimmelwankes pratan hani kanats. Stjachmane alans foruen eschar. Hanel tinya sevalena haige porst. Shin fason in natse fohuse. Hier oha mitulich am eikni vogruim, wohan mich an adar asochen duach, kun chayl mir rüfü evan am ogruai, senyu ha monu aget kuchlai. Get in sigach hier waltesen rast, Han ik mine potiche vol na mala in es ruhig ilm bode en heroch san pan at chenes in hala krupoch hier o ha mitulich ha magni vogruim vohan mi han atara soch nuach kun chayl mi rifi Evan amogruai, senyu amonu aget kuchlai.
Mary Smith, Mary Gawn, I suppose. Hi horo hamadulich. The crew of the racehorse fired guns, rockets were fired off and blue lights were burned. But all this failed to attract attention on shore on such a dark and filthy night. Two ship's boats, under the command of Lieutenant Malik and of Mr. Curtis the purser, made for shore to raise help, but, not knowing the area, it seems that the boats went all the way round Langness, round to Fort Island. However, once ashore they did go to Castletown, and as a result several boats set out for the wreck. However, only one of them could make it out through the breakers, so wild was the night. And that single boat went on to make five trips and brought all the crew from the brig. Unfortunately, when nearing the shore for the last time, with Captain Suckling and the First Lieutenant Faulkner and a number of men, the sea broke over the boat and swamped her. Six of the brig's crew and three of the Manx rescuers were swept away by the breakers. Captain Suckling himself and Lieutenant Faulkner were the last to be rescued from the water. Chaustai je verder vin jeg as kudach festit les ribben liantach den smu. Doshel a kudach. Yishig vin. Ta machine de velu gindis crin fair na velu a chlashen mono jin rish tamelt. Niu tiglen or tretau foslen vin jeg vine a gillion. Shen the fair slew wasn't there vin jeg to jitlesh a screw and shaw. Ten fair smoo voms as was Sarah. She gute na nullig the hon ne, as the tre shorum once ach quake, gute na nullig vods ernin sons. Les gry moor, Jim as Sarah. Great a shen mainel, ren Clarence Gagan wishin heen. Gute na nullig voms ernin son. Chanel mi a chionach a veg gern yn son ffos, as chanel mi a sigur dy jynnyms. Rhog Clarence nis a fyn jeg smw, as reip ei fwy a peber soil. Chaws fe jynnyn sien rhen cwdach ffilic beg ben as bwnod y nôt yn banc dyr dy mach herys na glwn yn ega. Beg yn ffwd ych ilio, dosel ei a cwdach ffilic. As onsyn, Hwyr ei sgriw yn elio fain fac ega. And now let's head southwards and join Salt and Sky. Rather unseasonal piece to start with, the Helston Furry, and that's followed by another furry called Key Fair. Salt and Sky from Cornwall, taking us to Helston for the Helston Furry and the Key Fair.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Stasiun na nasiun da radio fanning na stasiu geis diach ris clenig eil. Mish Robert Cadeen Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Ever heard tell of El Bobby Bob?
Hello, Rish, Grenny Lai. Lianton Rish a skriw in sio, niw feddyn tigod sonetlach gus yn Austrael. Sio gywt na nolig da hans fawnin. Tan ygyd da chwn aliat cionach yr ydybu taw lael son yn torus. Niw fagan, dyna ei tigod on unrych yn ei. Lwgdwch rosn yn Austrael, ta treis mŵr oryn na ginnw gulbac rys. Byfael yn os o hannach dyn mer yn o'n sio. Fe'ch sien gywt na nolig fod stingen. Gin imi jay masalt. Ren claren sy'n amach a rai, as hrog a nis a fyn jeg elia fain a lanunan, no an ega Brian as Joe. Sa fyn jeg fain de elia, hwyr Clarence photograph jay tai. Fe jyn dar awa tai fe sy'n mach as a no un chow jay. Fe pech eniach a chiarn saed fwr an autograph, da chawrach a mach sgi yn no a tai, as fwy fain a foglan Ty Shanner. HMS Racehorse had a rose painted on one of its beams, and a Douglas resident, Captain Hook, wrote this poem following the loss. The rose is now withered and sunk in the grave. Its leaves are now blighted and wet in the wave. No more through the stream the proud racehorse goes, yet life's brightest sunshine was under the rose. Oh, sigh not, for fancy shall picture full true all the moments of gladness which theirs swiftly flew, and as memory shall trace her full sail down the stream, do you think she'll pass heedless the rose on the beam? Ah, no, yet time's sand must run on and decay, and memory, like evening's last gleam, fade away. The heart must be blighted, life's current be froze, ere the days be forgotten when under the rose. Then tarry ye moments, too swiftly ye fly, our leaves like the rose must soon wither and die. Life quickly shall pass, 'tis a feverish dream, and too soon be forgotten, the rose on the beam. Now here's a song in Welsh by Julie Murphy. This is Can Dyffryn Cletwr, a song of the Cletwr Valley.
Do mi hales amser llawen yn yr ysgol yn Llodwen ac wrth ilyn y pysgotwr ar hyd lan yr afon Cletwr. Nôl i morddod ar sgoligion, dros i mas yn fab afrylon, ac mi es yn lanc o forwr, mas o olwg Dyffryn Cletwr. Noswerth gyntaf fynt y bryste, pan yr awn ar geirwon donna, rown i'n gweiddi ar y dwfwr, o na bawn yn y ffrin y Cletwr. Nôl i'r gwyntodd i ostegi ar geirwon donna i lanyddi, gododd cwili ar y morwr, i ddod nôl i Dyffryn Cletwr. Rwyf yn hoff o mhen gyfeillion, siams y fadfa John Blan Glowon, sianc o'r go a twm yn addwr, yn tfel i'n llaw yn Dyffryn y Cletwr. Hoff oedd gan y môr o'r ffyddlon, i ddod nôl o lad yr
estron, angynt na'r gwynt na'r hoff dryfeiliwr, i ddod nôl i ddyfryn cletwr. Bym yn rodio dolydd gwyrddon, a chyfleidio'r merched gwynion, ond gwell o lawer gan y morwr, ferch fach lan o ddyfryn cletwr.
Julie Murphy and a song in Welsh there, Cân Dyffryn Cletwr, a song of the Cletwr Valley, and we heard mention of the Avon Cletwr, the Cletwr River running through that area of Cardigan. The Mall, Ren Jair Goel Tayach Der Lina and Der Hulege, Ren Clarence Sai Gulse Cherege, as gawe solio jen ennacht yn iaw chaj yn tat nysach, jen treir y chyt, a lyn trish leis y loch tai as na oan. Ach, flow fi'n, drawish fe. Now, although Captain William Suckling was aboard HMS Racehorse, the master of the vessel apparently was Henry Hodder, because in the subsequent court-martial, it being a naval vessel that went aground, in the subsequent court-martial, Henry Hodder was reprimanded for failing to take constant depth soundings, and he was warned to be more careful in future. So at least he had a future, which is a good thing. And the court-martial also severely reprimanded the pilot, William Edwards, for sailing too close to land, and he was refused all the pay he would have been due for his work on the voyage. That wreck of the HMS Racehorse and the loss of 6 crewmen and 3 members of the crew that were helping to rescue them from Castletown took place on Langness on the 14th of December 1822. Ah, egetre, sure, fami jergle rish pert the chiol. Unfortunately, we seem to be having a technical problem, so we'll rapidly try and find something else to keep us amused until 9 o'clock. And whatever has come to hand happens to be, oh, we're off down to Lamorna. As Masor Dera Nachiet, Shene was Clairnagail. Now this, the next edition of Clairnagail, will in fact be on the 30th of December. So until then, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a chrier you as Ortsalier, as my Yerian shared you will you.
they shone like diamonds, and evening it was wet, and her hair hung down in curls. She was a charming rover. We roved all night in the pale moonlight, our way down to life.